So I'm Nick Ladurio, I'm one of the game artists on Dead End Ruins and one of the founders of Alembic Studio, who works on Dead End Ruins. And so we graduated in 2020, and that's when we started also to work on Dead End Ruins. So we have five buddies from school, and so we were some of us already worked with our publisher, Goblin Studio, who actually gave us the idea for the pitch, and that's how we founded our team around the pitch of the game. And we made our own universe, our own world around it. So that's how it all started. And we've been working on it now for 2 years. And yeah, it's been going great so far, but we need more help on it, so which is why we we got more friends on the project.
Yeah, okay. So I'm Mathis Lenormand, and I'm working as a producer and a game designer on the game. Okay. So I've made the same course with the guys, but I decided to make one more year for the producing things in school. That's why I joined them 1 year later, basically. And after joining them, I tried to organize a bit the things because there were a lot of really creative guys. Mm-hmm. But since having only creative guys can lead to chaos, I need to make it a bit tidier. And since I'm here, I think the game is going really great. Mm-hmm. And we also added another person on the team. We have Eloise, which help us as a game designer also, which is a little sister of one of our artists. And also right now we are working with Goldie, which is a friend of them also.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are trying to expand the team to meet the needs of the game, because it's a huge game with a lot of management things, contents to do. But we are also trying to keep it warm and welcome, and so that everyone on the team can get along each other.
So for our Gamescom special episodes this year, we prepared a few questions for you. Okay. You ready?
Sure.
Question one, you are currently developing this 2D management adventure game, Diluvian Winds. Could you maybe, in a few sentences, explain what it's all about?
Okay, so Diluvian Winds is a management roguelike game. You will embody a lighthouse keeper, and you will make a relationship with travelers that are going to help you, because you're a bit old, so you can't do much by yourself. Those travelers are flying some climate descriptions, such as harsh weather, huge tidal waves. And so you are going to make something like an hamlet in which everyone can be safe.
And question two. So we already had you on our show last Gamescom. Back then you outlined also the gameplay to us. You're going to manage and gather resources, upgrade rooms, go on expeditions, and the lighthouse also plays an important part. So what's so special about the lighthouse, and how do your actions influence the game?
Basically, the lighthouse is how the travelers are spotting your place. So you really need the fire to stay high, because if it don't, you will just won't be able to gather travelers, and the caravans that are roaming the world won't be able to see you. So you just won't be able to make anything. That's why you lose when the fire goes down. And you are not really supposed to fix things in Diluvian Winds. We are just trying to show that you can live in any situation and survive, even if the climate is going wrong.
You can decide if you want to help the other people, or are you always helping them?
Basically, you are always helping each other because you need it in the game to survive, because it's a harsh world with a lot of things going wrong. So you always need to help each other, and we did not want to have a wrong message. That's why in previous updates you were giving meals to everyone individually, and we turned it into a common meal to make it a bit more warm and welcoming.
Three, what is or was the most difficult part in developing Diluvian Winds?
Well, a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. I believe the hardest part was to organize ourselves, since we were students coming out of school. We were very happy to begin our own journey on video game making, but it was also hard to fix all the game design elements, all the structure of the game. Management games are also really complex to make, and you need to think about the rules very specifically and to be on point on everything, which we saw how we're having a hard time doing. We have two artists and three developers, but no game designers. So, which is why we asked for help from our friends, and we somehow managed to come to this point, right?
Oh, great. And final question, what part of the game are you really proud of?
Yeah, I believe it's the game as a whole. So as being as an artist, but I'm pretty happy about the whole mood that it gives off. We really wanted to make it cozy, homely, like You wanted to be attached to the characters, which is why I went for animals. You know, they're cute. You want to know about a bit more about them. They all have those archetypes. So you'd be like, oh, the squirrel is cute, the bear. And so, yeah. So it really gives up this this feeling of, you really like to spend some time yourself in the rooms and be the one like doing the stuff there. So
they also look really, really nice and cozy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think for me, something we are the most proud as a game designer was to make the game as accessible as possible, which was really hard because this is a really hardcore genre of game. But I think that's coming well, but we can still do better.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for showing us the game, and I can't wait to play it and have fun at Gamescom.
Thank you for having us.